Hello and welcome to season two of the Pop Buzz podcast. We are back, everybody. We are back bringing you all the latest from the world of music and all that's been good on the internet. I'm your host, James. Joining me as ever are the rest of the Pop Buzz team in the corner, looking slightly sunburnt after a couple of weeks off. You know, I'll be honest with you, you know, still looking good, but slightly sunburnt. It's Katie in the corner. How are you, Katie?
I was fine. But hi, everyone, we're back.
Nice to be back. And of course, also on the mic is Woody. Say hello, Woody.
Hi, nice to be back.
Isn't it just?
I've missed you guys.
Oh, it's been
guys.
Have you missed us at home? I know you have. Yeah, no, it's nice to be back. Back now for season two of the Pop Buzz podcast. We're going to be bringing you all the latest news, all of the games you know and love, some new games as well. And without giving too much away, some amazing guests lined up for the next few episodes. There really is. We're going to kick off, you'll hear later on, Ollie Alexander from Years and Years, who is an absolute joy. We're going to be chatting to him. He's going to be playing a little bit. Yeah, just calm yourself, Woody. All right? Just calm down, mate.
I'm still not over it.
Take a deep breath, mate. But we've got to catch up on a few things. We've been off for a few weeks. Let's dive right in with WTF News.
News. What the f*** is happening in the news?
Yeah, I've missed you guys. I've not missed that jingle, I'll be honest with you. Not my finest work.
That's my ringtone now.
Oh, good. I'm glad. As long as that gets played in public, I'm happy. Yeah, so lots of big news stories broke while we were away for the summer. The main one being, I suppose, is that we've all suddenly become obsessed with the story of 1980s children and alien invasion, otherwise known as Stranger Things, on Netflix. Right. I'll be honest, I'm still at the novice stage. I've started EP 1. I was a very late adopter to this one. You guys, I mean, you can spoil me if you want. Well, spoiler alert.
I still haven't watched the last two episodes. So
what? Girl!
Don't spill it.
Okay, I won't spoil the ending. It. But essentially, there's this remote town in America somewhere, and this boy, he's got his mates, and he's riding home, and suddenly, late at night, obviously, creepy, and then he basically gets abducted, but we're not really sure by what or where he's gone. And then you basically follow the adventures of his school friends, you know, trying to find him, and like his mum's trying to find him as well, played by Winona Ryder.
Oh, lovely.
Winona forever.
Her name's Joyce and I'm in love with her.
Okay.
And and basically you follow the adventures of those kids. But they also meet this character called Eleven, who's like from some secret...
This is the one that looks like
lab.
A mini Halsey, am I?
Yeah, right. Queen.
And she looks terrifying. And she's kind of integral to the plot to finding their friend, Will.
Okay.
So it is amazing, and I am completely obsessed with it.
You know what's interesting? It kind of came out of nowhere, because like with Orange is the New Black and other kind of Netflixy shows, you hear the hype about them, you see the trailers for ages, and then it drops and everyone goes nuts. This just kind of appeared, and suddenly we just kept hearing all this chatter on Tumblr or whatever, like, have you watched it yet? Have you watched it? And it just kind of popped out of nowhere. And now you've got these superstars who are all children. Yes. It's amazing. It's amazing to see.
Yeah, it's mad. And when you see clips of the children on like talk shows...
They're funny. Too mature. Way more mature than us three.
They would do a much better version of this podcast, let's be honest. Far more professional take.
I could barely accompany myself to the shop. Do you know what I mean? Not like sit on a TV host sofa and like sound so eloquent and professional. Like,
it's very true.
I don't even do that now.
Actually, Woody, I've been meaning to talk to you about something, about Stranger Things. Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's an intervention of sorts. I'm going to say one word. Barb. Okay, if you don't know Barb is a non-character. No offense. No offense.
Wow.
Two episodes, Woody.
Dude, even I know that this is a controversial statement, right? So Barb, correct me if I'm wrong, right? Barb disappears for whatever reason.
Yes.
Yeah, and presumed dead. But like, she got this cult following out of nowhere. Everyone's saying justice for Barb. And you have been a big adopter of this, Woody.
Yeah,
a big spokesman for the movement.
Barb is the everyday person that never gets the credit because all the popular people do. But she is loyal. She's intelligent. She's, you know, always there for her friend, and she wears sensible clothing, which I also enjoy.
Barb is very
irresponsible. Sensible clothing. Describe your outfit right now. Describe it. What's on your t-shirt?
There might be a Labrador's face.
Exactly.
On my
t-shirt. All right,
today.
Let's take a breath.
But look, Barb is like, she's representative of that unsung hero, and that's why she deserves a bit more credit, I think.
All right.
Look, she's coming back for season two, dead or alive.
Fingers crossed. Well, of course, the other massive TV show is American Horror Story back this week. We'll be discussing that a little bit later because there's been some big revelations in that world. But just the other quick story I wanted to mention that happened over the summer. Suicide Squad. We wrote about this movie for months on end. Everyone was hyped for it. Everyone was hyped to see the Joker. Everyone was hyped to see Harley Quinn. Turns out it was crap, wasn't it? Turns out it was rubbish and the soundtrack was the only redeeming quality. Who'd have thought that the soundtrack would be better than the final film? Any thoughts?
I mean, I didn't even see the film.
Because I haven't seen it either.
No, because I'm one of those people. Like, if like the reviews are bad, but also my friends that went to see it said it was bad. So, like, why would I spend the money? I do appreciate the soundtrack a lot. I think, like, it's cool that they put so much money and kind of got, like, this creative vision together for it. But, like, come through with the actual film.
Well, if you want my recommendation, if you're struggling to sleep on a plane, it's the perfect thing to throw on, I tell you. That.
Oh, really?
All my
friends have told me the only reason I should go and see it is because Viola Davis is out there snatching weaves and leaving everybody shook.
That's
in her
superpower, the ability to snatch a weave.
So I'm going to buy it on DVD just for her.
But also, to be fair, Harley Quinn has got really good reviews.
Well, it's just because everyone loves the outfit, so they're just cosplaying for Halloween, which is fair enough.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll see. They'll make a comeback at some point, I'm sure. But anyway, yes, if you want to read loads more on all those stories, particularly the huge amount of Stranger Things content we have on the site at the minute, head over to pop-buzz.com and let us know what you are thinking. We're back on the Pop Buzz podcast. Guys, very special guest in the studio with us today. One of our absolute faves. The new tune is Meteorite. You can hear it on Pop Buzz Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, from years and years, it's Ollie Alexander, everybody. Give it up. Here it is.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited to be on the Pop Buzz podcast.
We're delighted to have you, as always. How are you feeling? You recovered from festival and everything now?
I'm feeling fine, thanks.
Good. Not too tired.
Is this one of those things where you're like, are you okay? You look kind of tired.
Are you sure, hun?
Like, we've seen photos.
I was just jealous of the partying at Bestival, man. This was it. You were debuting Meteorite. I saw that. It looked like a big, went down kind of well, didn't it?
It did go down well, actually. I was a bit nervous. I also wore a see-through mesh top.
Which is always going to go down well at Bestival, the king of the fancy dress festivals. It's amazing.
It was a lot of fun.
Good stuff. Yeah, it's a huge disco anthem, Meteorite. Went down very well at Bestival. Is this what we're expecting from the new album now? Is it going to be floor-to-floor disco bangers?
Well, I don't know is the answer, but I would actually really love it for it to be up tempo disco bangers, you know, like sort of Tears on the Dance Floor, like Donna Summer.
Yes,
please.
I just really like, that's what I want to listen to. I'm fed up with like sad music, you know?
I agree. Nice and cheery stuff. This is what we want. There's an amazing quote, because obviously this is from Bridget Jones from the soundtrack. Amazing quote from you on Bridget Jones. If there's anyone I'd like to be, it's Bridget, a wanton sex goddess with a very bad man between her thighs. Ooh. Now, what constitutes a bad man in your book here, Ollie? What are we talking?
We want the details. What's the PG thing I can say here? The badder the better, basically. I think. But you know, normally sort of like in the bedroom. Like, I don't want you to actually be a bad person, like sort of spit on homeless people and stuff like that. Like, that's not cool. I don't want you to like be mean to me in life. Like, I want you to be nice to me.
What about like a petty thief or something like that? Would that be okay?
Maybe like small crimes. That's kind of hot.
Low level criminals. That's what we're going for.
Exactly. All right, I've got to ask you about the Bridget Jones premiere because I was standing downstairs watching from the window and I saw you guys arrive and I was like, oh my God, slay me in that gold turtleneck. I screamed. Like, how the hell do you go about choosing your outfits?
Well, actually, that one, because we have a stylist who pulls out loads of stuff and I say to her stuff I might like to wear and then she gives me suggestions and stuff, and that one, we were like feeling like having a glitter moment.
Yeah.
Have you seen that Mariah Carey clip where she's like presenting and she's like having moments all the time? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I've seen that. Well,
you're a casual Carey fan, right?
Yeah. I mean, we watch so many Mariah videos in the office.
And they do blow into one. All the things I've seen on YouTube are just... Yeah. She was like, I think you should wear this. And at first I was a bit like, am I just going to steal the show from Renee? Because I think she'll be annoyed. But then she convinced me and I was like, actually, I feel like a great warrior goddess.
Yes, you did. You looked iconic. What was the story behind the Bring It On outfit?
Oh my God.
Basically, I've been really into culottes. You know culottes?
Yes.
I recently learned that word.
You got to use it. When you get a new word, you got to throw it around. That's fair.
And so... there's a lady called Lara Jensen who makes all the custom made outfits that I wear for like the bigger festivals. So she made the outfit for Glastonbury, for like some TV shows. Like, she's amazing. And so I said to her, like, can you make this kind of outfit? Drew like a really bad sort of sketch. And then she came up with this idea that was kind of like a half samurai kilt culotte skirt thing and this backless top. And I was like, oh yeah, we're gonna go backless, okay. I'll show off my back.
Talking of outfits, because we saw you at Wembley, yes, which was an amazing show, wasn't
gig.
It
yeah, absolutely.
And it, like, such a big milestone for you as a band, not just because obviously it was your biggest show of the year, but also because after that show, that's what launched Ollie's bottom Twitter feed.
Oh, yeah.
We're big fans.
I actually had people like text me about that Twitter account and like a couple of pictures from the show being like, who are you? Like,
but
are
it's
you
still
Nicki
going.
Minaj?
Like, people still are going. Still submitting.
Well, my bum is still doing great things, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Obviously.
That's what we're wondering. Like, when are we going to get a DVD, you know, Davina McCool style, like the Ollie Alexander butt workout?
Like on the step. What do they call it? Stepper? The step machine?
Yeah. Stepmaster. Let's go with that. Why did I know that? Why did that come so freely? Yeah, rise and shine with
Ollie.
I'm
not the only guy that's just working those step machines at the gym. I'm just saying, like...
Okay, the difference is the rest of us don't have gifts then made of us shaking it on stage at Wembley. I guess that's the main difference.
Yeah.
But no, your fans are so lovely. This was really nice. The other day, there was the hashtag communion memories, and you said, you know, you're getting a little bit emotional about that. Any particular ones you saw, any particular tweets that really stood out for you there?
There were some really good ones, but I think there was a few that had some sort of videos and interviews and stuff from literally when we started, from before we released Take Shelter, which was like over two years ago. And I just couldn't believe how young we all look. Mm. And I'm sure we probably look the same to most people, but to me, I was like, oh, wow, time has ravaged us. Like, we've aged terribly. But it was sweet to see sort of the progression from there to now. And it's, yeah, I still can't really get my head around it.
Do you ever, like, pinch yourself? You're like, oh, my God, like, that's actually happened.
Yeah. Well, actually, I sort of, in a way, kind of think it's happened to someone else in a weird way. I'm like, oh, that's like, you know, like, all these kind of crazy things that happened. I'm like, yeah, that's like, maybe that's, you know, I can't really sort of...
Like, it's a bit out of body.
Yeah, it is a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time for this week's edition of Is It A Banger? So here's how it works. Woody and Katie have each brought me a brand new song that you can hear on a Pop Buzz radio. And I will be deciding which of those songs is the biggest banger of the week. And we've got a theme. So this week, because we're making our grand comeback after a summer away, I want to hear some comeback bangers, some big bangers from people making a comeback. Maybe it's about making a comeback. I don't know. Interpret it how you want, guys. But I will come to you first of all, Katie. All right, what have you brought for me?
Okay, all right. Well, first of all, disclaimer, mine's not actually a comeback, but it does have the word greatest in the title.
All right, that'll do.
Well, it's a comeback if you actually consider like a month or so a break from the world of pop. But,
yeah, let's just... Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Just roll with the theme.
Right then, my banger is Sia, the greatest.
Big song. We do like it. We do like
it. It's amazing. Right, yeah. There's two reasons why I love this song and why it deserves to win Banger of the Week over whatever trash Woody's bought.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. It's probably not trash.
Okay, carry on.
Okay, first of all, it's an undeniable banger, obviously. Sia is so consistent with her delivery of the bangers, I'm starting to wish.
No, it's true. It's true. Yeah. This is banger like number four in a row.
I'm starting to wish she was my Amazon delivery driver because she's so consistent. I mean...
Where do you go from there? Okay, fair enough.
And second, like, the video for this song is so breathtaking. Mm. And it hasn't been like explicitly confirmed by Sia or the team, but it's a tribute to the Orlando Pulse nightclub shootings.
Yeah.
There's 49 dancers, 49 victims, rainbow tears, like really striking imagery with bullets.
It's really artfully done, isn't it?
I think
there's always a bit of a danger when you're paying tribute through a pop song that it could come across as crass. Always really well intentioned, but there's a line you kind of have to walk. And it's just so beautiful and so kind of subtle and artfully done. It's really, really nice, actually.
One of her best.
One of her best.
But, I mean, I said it. There you go.
Yeah, there you go. One of her best. Very nice. All right, Woody, beat that, mate. What have you got that can top Sia for Banger of the Week?
Don't call it a comeback. Oh, no. Do. It's Lady Gaga, Perfect Illusion. Trying to keep control. Precious taking its toll. Stuck in the middle zone. I just want you alone. My guessing game is strong. Way too real to be wrong. Caught up in your show. Yeah, at least now I know. It wasn't love. It wasn't love. It was a perfect illusion. Mistaken for love. It wasn't love. It was a perfect illusion. I mean, maybe I'm just worn down from hearing you two play this in the office for non-stop for a week now.
Oh.
But yes, convince me. Why should Gaga take the crown this week?
She's the queen of comebacks. She came back on American Horror Story. She came back on the halftime Super Bowl show. Oh, well, singing the national anthem.
Yeah, I was going to say.
She's back with Perfect Illusion. That's three comebacks in 1 year. How many comebacks do you want?
How often does she keep going away?
She keeps delivering. And actually, I think we need to quote some lyrics here.
There we go.
To really soak
dramatic
up,
poetry. Yeah.
Is it just going to be Perfect Illusion, Perfect Illusion, Perfect Illusion?
It wasn't love.
I don't need eyes to see. I felt you touching me, high like amphetamine. Maybe you're just a dream. Have you ever heard?
Can I stop you there? Try it again. And let's just put a little sultry backing music in here. I want to see how that sounds. All right, off you go.
I don't need eyes to see. I felt you touching me, high like amphetamine. Maybe you're just a dream.
Right.
But have you...
Not sure what point we were trying to make there, to be honest
with
you.
Well, I was trying to make the point that have you ever heard such a perfect description of the Pop Buzz podcast?
Oh! Of course! How did I not get to that conclusion?
What a way to shoehorn it in for the win, man.
Nice bit of promo.
Really good.
The perfect illusion is that Gaga is immortal. She's not a mere human, and she's just going to keep coming back. That's the illusion, and so will we.
Perfect illusion is the fact that it's a big banging pop song that doesn't have a chorus. That's a perfect illusion, but still. I didn't say it. Shade. Okay. One man's opinion. But okay, that's interesting. It's a nice mix. Two big, big pop artists, but two very, very different songs. I'm going to lean towards Gaga, though, because I'm rooting for her. I'm rooting for her, man. I want her to have the big comeback that she deserves to have. She's one of the most interesting pop stars out there. I'm not entirely sold on the tune, I've got to be honest with you, but I do think it's on the right track.
Baby, she was born this way.
I tell you... Boom! There it is. I tell you what was good, actually. Have you seen the live performance that was on YouTube? She played in Moth Club here in London.
No, and it's literally a mile away from my flat.
Oh, is that painful?
Yeah, it was a little bit.
It's worth a watch because it lends itself better to a live setting, I feel. But there you go, Lady Gaga. I'll give her the banger of the week. Well done, Woody. And if you want to hear those two tunes and loads more great Pop Buzz bangers, you can just go on Pop Buzz Radio, guys. Go to pop-buzz.com and click in the top right-hand corner. Are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Chia, are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Are you salty?
Oh, sweet.
Yes, it is back. Salty or sweet, the hottest debate show on any podcast around. Yes, we are here. You know how it works by now. Woody and Katie are going to debate this week's contentious issue, and I will decide who makes the more impressive argument. Now, this week, it really is a contentious topic, and it's a contentious topic for me personally because, listeners, you may not be aware, I am a ginger gentleman. Ooh. And... a prominent actor we all know and love from the series American Horror Story has recently been revealed as having dyed his hair the colour of the Jonge. We're, of course, talking about Evan Peters here. Evan Peters has become a redhead. Basically, I'm asking you, do we approve? Do we approve, guys? All right, so normally I give you about 10 seconds on this. Because it's an issue quite close to my heart, I'm going to give you 30 seconds each on this because I'm not sure where I stand yet on this particular one. Woody, I believe you are all for Evan Peters' new ginger discovery. You're very, very much in favour of it. So you're going to give me the sweet side of the salty or sweet debate. All right, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. Tell me why you approve. Three, two, one, off you go.
Yeah, I'm definitely for it. Ever since I had my first gingerbread man, age 5, I have always loved ginger men. Evan, he kind of looks super sweet, but also kind of malevolent. Like, he might make you a cup of tea and then throw it in your face. Like, I kind of like that about him. And yeah, I just think it works for him. It's a great look. And Katie's wrong, whatever she says.
Wow. Okay, just straight to the point. Katie's wrong, whatever she says. That's not really an argument, is it? It's just more of a contentious statement. All right, Katie, yeah, back me up. You're apparently slightly against this new look. All right, let's start it up. Okay, give me the salty take, the salty side of the salty or sweet debate right here. Tell me why you're against Evan Peters' ginger hair. 30 seconds on the clock. 3, 2, 1, off you go.
Well, I mean, I'm on the fence about it. Let me tell you why. I think he's doing it for the retweets. Okay?
Right, thirsty for the social media.
Who does he think he is? He's been through all the hair colours on American Horror Story, and now he wants a slice of the ginge. Season 6, it took you that long, huh? And you know what else he said? I always get offended when, like, other people go ginger, and they're like, I did it for a role. It's like, oh, you didn't do it because you wanted to.
Oh.
I mean, how dare you, Evan? Like, oh, sorry, my hair colour isn't good enough for you.
And that is time. Yes, we should point out, of course, Katie, another fellow ginger. I'm kind of with you. I'm really with you on this because I feel like me and you, we've been there, you know? We've been through the pain. We've walked the ginger path before us.
Oh my God.
And, you know, walked in the path set out by the gingers of generations gone by.
Ginger brick road.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just feel like someone to dive in and try and claim authenticity.
Appropriate.
I'm not having it. It's cultural appropriation, let's be honest.
It's hair dye.
It's cultural appropriation. I am starting a hashtag trend.
Oh, my God.
Evan Peters is over party. It starts
you know
now.
You what, though? That being said, it does suit him.
It does suit him, to be fair. He looks good.
Well, so there we go. The argument is
looks
settled.
Quite
then.
Good. There it is.
I win. Thank
I mean,
you.
It's certainly been a hit with the readers, hasn't it? We put some stories up on the site. You guys are going nuts for this, nuts for these new pictures. All I can say is, where were all you ladies who found ginger so attractive when I was at school? All right, fair enough. Jumping on it a bit too late in the game for my liking. Oh, well, let us know what you think, guys. We have got stories on the website with all the pictures and galleries from the set of American Horror Story. By the way, while we're on this, actually, before we move on, what do we think this theme is? Because by the time this goes out, the theme will have just launched. It's going to go out on Friday. The show starts back on Wednesday. Place your bets, and then we'll see next week who was right.
I've got a really good theory because there's loads of trailers about bugs and spiders and everything. So I think it's American Horror Story sect or cult.
Ooh, okay.
There you go.
I think it's American Horror Story, The Ginger's Attack.
Yeah, what, the rise of the gingers. Yeah, the rise of the gingers.
It's going to happen.
An incredible American Horror Story. I think it is a American Horror Story, a perfect illusion on a loop for another
Yes!
That's the way it's going to go. Okay, we'll see if we're right then next week, won't we? In the meantime, let us know what you think about Evan on pop-buzz.com. It's Ollie Alexander, everybody. Give it up.
We're going to play a little bit of a quick game with you, Ollie, if that's
I love
all
games.
Right.
Good. Very exciting. So this is a game we like to call Welcome to the Comments section. So what we have in front of us is all positive. So what we have in front of us are genuine YouTube comments under different years and years videos.
Oh,
all
wow.
you have to do is tell us which video they're talking about.
Oh, this is going to be anxiety. Okay. All right.
They're all nice.
So
I promise you, it's so nice. You're going to love
it.
Yeah. We did check these first. It's okay. So, I mean, first up, this might be a fairly easy one. We'll see. This is from a user called Ryan Trimble. Oh. He writes, I just want to know where that girl got the umbrella from in the middle of an orgy. Now, which music video do we think that's from?
Well, he asks a very good question.
It's true.
I don't know the answer, but the video is Desire.
The video is very much Desire.
Very
it's very much Desire. Yeah, we're going to have to follow up on that and find out where the umbrella came from at some point. Yeah.
But, I mean, it could be good, let's be honest. At an orgy.
It's a useful prop.
It can keep away fluids.
Very true, liquids. Very true. It's for shielding yourself, and what better place to shield yourself
exactly.
than an orgy?
Or if you're outside as well,
yeah.
and it's sunny,
exactly.
and you're never know. Shade.
Depends on the weather. Depends on the weather.
Okay, next one is from Gizmo AP.
Great
Love
name.
Him.
Great
Love
name.
Him. This new Blair Witch movie looks really good.
Ooh. I'm going to say Take Shelter.
Correct.
Yeah. Dead on.
I do love the Blair Witch, so.
No, oh, very nice. Clear influence.
They picked that up on that reference.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Okay, I've got one from JB Meatball.
Again, ooh. Fantastic names.
My parents walked in and I switched to porn because it was easier to explain. Which one, Ollie? Which one?
Oh, my goodness. What's his name? JB Meatball.
Yes. JB Meatball.
He's my hero at this point.
Wild. Truly wild.
I'm going to go with Worship.
Yeah. Yes. Dead on. Very good. Well, very good. Nicely identified.
I'm quite proud of that.
That's good.
All right. Areeb Rafiq. He's got a little something to say. When I first heard this song, I thought it was sung by Ollie Mears. Oh.
I mean, that's not really related to a video, so I'm not sure I can answer that.
Nice boy. Very nice boy that he is.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Mm. King.
Nope.
Oh. What was it?
Wrong. It was Shine.
Shine.
It's fair enough. It's a fair
that
enough stab in the dark.
That could never be sung by Ollie Mears.
There's only one
could.
Ollie.
Who knows?
There's only one suitable for that.
Okay, last one from Joe Lills. Who thinks this video is gay?
Oh my God, those are my favourite. I don't really read the comments anymore because they're too scary, but those are my favourite ones, and they're like, why is this gay? Or like, is this gay? Like, when we used to, for our first video, in fact, it might be from Real, maybe? I don't know, because when we made Real, we used to read the comments, and there were loads of people being like, I don't get it. Did he just turn everyone in the club gay? I was like, yes.
As if
yes,
by magic.
That's literally what I'm doing, person by person, with every YouTube music video.
So are you going with Real?
Yeah, is it Real? Is it Worship?
Nah.
Is it Zion?
Yeah!
They're all really gay!
Very well done. We'll count that as a win. We'll count that as a win for you. It's been an absolute pleasure having you in. It really
thank
has.
You so
Meteorite is out now. We love it. Genuinely. Yeah, what cute. A big disco banger.
Disco
it's amazing.
Vibes.
You can hear it on Popbuzz Radio now. It's out and available to buy. Quickly before you go, new album, right? Next year, we're thinking?
Next year?
Okay.
Year.
Any kind Please. Of timeline on that?
Next year.
Next year. All right, we'll go in next year. It's been wonderful. Ollie Alexander,
thank
everybody.
You so much.
Thank you.
Finally, it is time for our question of the week, everybody. Yes, we have a question based on what's been happening in the world, and we're going to put it to Katie and Woody. Most interesting story will win. And if you do start to bore me, guys, I will buzz you out. I will buzz you out. I'm going to be brutal on this. No, seriously, we're mixing it up this series. We're mixing it up, all right? If I get annoyed, if I get bored, I'm going to let you know.
Well, I mean, it's bad news for Woody. I'm good.
I like the fighting talk. It's just straight back in. It was all niceties at the start of the episode, wasn't it? And now we're straight back.
No, she was giving me side eye from the start.
Here we go. This is what we like. This is what we like. A little bit of debate. Okay, so the question this week. There's a phrase we've started using on the site a lot recently. We even did a quiz based around it. And that's the idea that you are truly shook. It's getting said around the office. I don't know if you listeners at home have started using this, but we're using it in the office all the time, you know. So, for example, when Woody just met Ollie Alexander, he would come away saying he was truly shook, i.e. he was delighted but somewhat shaken by the experience.
Shook to my very bones.
Indeed. There you go. So the question for the week is, when was the last time you were truly shook? And like I say, entertain me, people. Entertain me or you will get buzzed out. All right,
oh,
Katie.
No.
I'm going to come to you first,
oh,
all right?
Okay.
When was the last time you were truly shook? Talk to me.
When Brexit happened.
Right, this is nice.
No,
wow.
Okay, thank God. So what a downer note. We've all had a nice time. Ollie was lovely. And then let's chat Brexit just to end. Dear
no,
Lord.
Okay. Right, I'm going to say, and I'm going to be really old and off-brand, but don't buzz me for it, okay?
Right,
you want to hear this?
Go on.
I know you can all relate to me on this level. Okay, the first time I was truly on the floor, screaming, shook to my bones, shook, was when I first heard my favourite song in the world sung live.
Oh,
here we go.
And that song happens to be Madonna's Like a Prayer.
Oh,
woo!
I'm enjoying this story.
It's good, isn't
yeah.
it? Already. No, okay, listen.
What have we become?
Right, no, it was in the middle of Hyde Park. It was like 10 o'clock at night. She had a cut-off level and she was going to scrap the show. She was not going to sing this song. And I was like, oh my God, no, stop, please, sing it. And she started singing and it was like the rapture happened.
And
no!
Oh!
dear Lord. It was like the rapture
It was She appeared on the catwalk.
Oh, dear.
If that happens at the rapture, we're all going to be far less than shook, I tell you. That's the way the rapture goes down. It just a catwalk appears.
You know what?
Madge struts down it. You know what? Go on. No. Go on, what? No. No. Oh, no. No. Have I offended you now? Have I offended you? All right, fair
You'll
enough.
You'll never hear the end of that story.
So, what
a shame. If the rapture happened, it sounds like
it
gets quite dramatic.
I don't like this buzzer. It had a good ending, okay?
Okay, I'll allow the ending. I'll allow the ending.
No.
Oh, fine. All right, fair enough. That's I wonder who's going to win this round. Right, Woody. Woody, give me your best story. When was the last time you were truly shook, my friend?
Okay, the last time, it was actually just a couple of weeks ago. Much to my horror and dismay when I discovered that I'm a fan of the Great British Bake Off.
Oh, hello?
Yeah.
Why is this a sudden discovery? What? Hang on.
Well, I'm more into slut dropping, not sponge cakes. Do you know what I mean?
I love that you were desperately trying to think of a baked goods thing that rhymes with slut dropping.
Bottoms.
You can't do it.
I can't do it. But, like, you know, we've had a few misadventures in the Pop Buzz office with banana loaves. I'm acknowledging that. Like,
oh my God, buzz this, please.
Dear Lord!
But, James, I was on my heavily stained sofa laughing away at Mary Berry's innuendos or, like, wincing at the crumbling gingerbread, like, houses. Like the rest of the world. It was, like, pure adrenaline going through my body. I was just, like, overcome. And, like, you know, I even considered making a Victoria sponge cake that weekend. I was just like,
we'd have preferred it to the banana cake in the office. I promise you that. Well, bringing a Victoria sponge.
Have I lost my edge? Did I even have an edge? Nothing was the same again. I was truly, honestly shook.
Well, there's no arguing with that, is there? I mean, I'm inclined to drop you a few points for the mention of the banana loaf, which, by the way, listeners, you won't remember this. Basically, he brought in a banana loaf once and none of us ate it, and he's never let it go. This was like six months ago.
Twice. Oh, twice I did it. Please.
I'm tempted to give it to Katie's rapturous Madonna just for this banana loaf bitching.
She didn't even get to the end of the story.
That's very true. We'll give it to Woody. Woody's the winner on that one. Woody's the winner on that one. Very well done.
I am shook every week by Paul Hollywood. So.
It's the definition.
It rings true.
It's very, very true. And that is about it, guys. That's about it. Ooh. It's nice to be back, isn't it? It kind of flew by.
Yay.
Episode one right there. Thank you very much again to Mr. Ollie Alexander. Let's give it up for him. Yeah. What a fantastic guest he was. Friend of the show. Friend of the show. Yeah. We love him dearly. Welcome back anytime. Next week, another very good... Shall I reveal who the guest is next week? What do you think? Keep it a surprise? Keep him on the tenterhooks?
No, keep it a surprise.
Let them be shook when they choose.
All right, there's some big, big guests, and you will be truly shook when you realise who they are. But no, do keep listening. Over the next few weeks, there's a lot of great guests coming up. And go back and catch up with all of Season 1 if you'd like as well. It's all up there. You can find us on SoundCloud. You can find us on iTunes, of course, and on pop-buzz.com. But for now, say goodbye, Katie.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Say goodbye, Woody.
Bye.
And it's goodbye from me. We'll see you next week.
Kate Garraway, friend of the show.
Friend of the show, Kate.
She's my fave.
She's a bae. Do you think if we invited Kate Garraway on the podcast, we could get on Smooth? We could be on Smooth.
Do you know what? Smooth would appreciate my Madonna story.
They would.
They really would.